Warrior Radio. Real. Radical. Relentless. Relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello, Servant Warrior Nation, and welcome to the July 20th edition of Servant Warrior Radio, the show like no other. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy, and I am just so glad that you guys are hanging out with us today. And I just wanted to tell you how grateful I am for your time. I know that time is the only unrenewable resource that we have. And the time that you spend with Servant Warrior Radio each week, and I pray you do, I just want you to know how appreciative I am of that time. And I don't take that lightly. Just the fact that 30 minutes out of your day that you're going to spend that time here. So I pray that the things that God puts on my heart and I share with you, one, impact you, two, you know, prompt you to get closer to God. And you know, I hope you laugh and I hope you cry where it's appropriate. But again, hope that I'm sharing with you things that are real, radical, relentless, and relevant to you. To make it where when you look back on after listening to it, you go, man, that was time well spent. So again, I just wanted to thank you for your time. I'm very, very appreciative of the fact that you're hanging out with us for 30 minutes each week. And if you haven't, if this is your first time listening to Servant Warrior Radio, welcome. I encourage you to go to servantwarriorradio.com. You can listen to all of the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. You can have your own Servant Warrior Radio marathon. And that would definitely be time well spent, bring you all the way up to speed on all the stuff that we've talked about over the last few months. And again, you get you more acquainted with how we run things around here. It's sometimes a little wild, sometimes a little crazy, but it's always meant to honor and glorify God and to reach you where you are. And that's the goal. Servant Warrior Ministries is to reach guys 505 and really reach everybody where they are. Share with them the love of Christ and empower them and inspire them to be who God's created and called them to be. I mean, that's our core mission. And so that's what I'm dedicated to do each and every week through the radio show and every day that God has me on this earth. So again, I just want to thank you for the time that you give Servant Warrior Radio each week. We got a great show this week, as we do every single week. This is going to be no different. Matter of fact, today we're starting a four-part series, and the series is entitled My Piece of the Puzzle. So a lot of times we look at our role in the huge puzzle that is God's plan. And, you know, it seems like when we looked at a puzzle with 1,000 pieces, when you remove one piece, it doesn't make that big of a deal. That's the perception a lot of times. You know, of course, if you have a puzzle with only 10 pieces and you remove one of the pieces, wow, well, that makes a significant impact. But a lot of times that we look at our piece of the puzzle, because the puzzle is so enormous and just so incomprehensible, that our piece of the puzzle doesn't make a difference if we're not in there. But that's not the way that God looks at it. When we read the Bible, when we read God's Word, He tells us how important we are to Him. And so our piece to the puzzle is very important. And we're going to talk about that. We've got four parts that we're going to talk about in just a little bit. We're going to get into a message today entitled Ordinary Says Who? Because we look at a lot of things throughout the Bible and throughout God's Word and throughout history that we say, oh, you know, God did extraordinary things through ordinary people. But whose classification and really who's characterizing ordinary? Are those standards from the worldly perspective? Because I don't think God shares that perspective with those people, His children, who He wove in a womb with His own hands for us to call them ordinary. God does not look at us as ordinary. I truly believe that God looks at us as extraordinary. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that here in a couple of minutes. But there's a lot of things happening this week. I would be absolutely remiss if I didn't talk about the British Open. That's happening this week. If you're not a golf fan, hey, listen, hang in with me for a couple of seconds, but you got to talk about the British Open, one of the four majors. You know, and I know the folks on the other side of the pond, they call it the Open Championship, and I know ESPN and the networks here in the States, they want to make sure that they're internationally compliant, I guess, with the PC police about that golf tournament. So they're calling the Open Championship. I call it the British Open. That's just the way it is. I don't mean any derogatory thing to the, and I'm not trying to diss anybody. Just call it the British Open. Hey, because I love European golf, especially the British Open, because all of the coverage they get. And the big thing is, man, you can turn on the TV, Golf Channel or whatever, at 4 o'clock in the morning and get live golf, which that is the greatest. You can't get that, you know, in the normal season because, you know, golf starts, you usually television coverage starts in the afternoon. But, you know, you got to love European golf because you get live golf in the morning. So, you know, thumbs up to those across the pond, especially during British Open week because we get it so much. I mean, the coverage is almost 24/7, which is awesome. The other thing is we got 44 days before the start of college football, 2012 college football season. Of course, 45 days before kickoff in beautiful Athens, Georgia, as well as Columbia, Missouri. So much going on now and so much to look forward to. But hey, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we return, we're going to go through the four parts of the four-part series, My Piece to the Puzzle. And then we are going to dive into the message, Ordinary Says Who. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Hello, Truth Talkers. Jeff Searcy here, founder of Servant Warrior Ministries, host of Servant Warrior Radio, and the most fired up guy in Christian talk radio. Start your weekend preparation off right with a real, radical, relentless, and relevant jumpstart courtesy of Servant Warrior Radio. Friday mornings at 6, right here on Truth Talk 630. We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. And before the break, we were talking about the series that we're starting today. And that series is entitled My Piece to the Puzzle. And I wanted to go through the different parts of the series and provide an overall perspective of where it's coming from and what we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks and really to kind of lay the foundation of the thought process around what God has put on my heart about our lives, and as it relates to a puzzle. And I know what you're saying. Searcy, come on, man. Don't speak in code. Help us out here. Why don't you come down and talk in English so we can understand what you're talking about? Well, when we think about a puzzle is made up of numerous pieces, all with distinct shapes, all with a particular image that when put together exactly the correct way, where they go, it creates, the end result is a desired image, a picture. And, you know, they got cool 3D puzzles now that you actually build Empire State Buildings and all of that. But nevertheless, the concept of the puzzle, whether it's two-dimensional or three-dimensional, is still the same. Each piece has a distinct place where it has to go for so it would fit in along with the other pieces to create the desired image. When you think about that in the scope of God's plan, God's puzzle, we all have distinct purposes that God has given us, that God has given us the abilities to do. He's given us the calling to do. He's placed us here on this earth in this specific time, in our specific place, to fulfill the call that He has put on our life, to fulfill the task that only we have been designed for. You know, God did not send, didn't send out a whole bunch of people to do the exact same thing. Every living being, every human being that has ever drawn a breath or had a heart pump in their body has their own specific DNA. Nobody before you, nobody after you will ever have your DNA. You are a one-of-a-kind being. So that tells me that we all have distinct purpose. And so when you think about our part in God's puzzle, in His plan, we have a specific shape and we have a specific place that we go in His puzzle, in His plan, which at the end creates the image He is looking for. And so that's what we go through this part, go through this series. We want to share with you, you know, some different aspects of things that we are called to do, that action is required for us to engage in, to make sure that we allow God to shape us into the form that we need to fit into his puzzle exactly the way he wants us to, but also to make sure that we're doing what God has called us to do and we're being who God has called us to be. I mean, that's a whole lot. But when you think about it, and when we go through this series, it's going to become so clear. So I encourage you, make sure you don't miss an episode of Servant Warrior Radio over the next few weeks for this series. But today, we're going to start the series, and the name of the message today is entitled, Ordinary Says Who? We've heard all growing up, and we think about the and people throughout history that have done extraordinary things. We say, oh, God does extraordinary things through ordinary people. I don't necessarily agree with that, and I don't want to give away any part of the message, so make sure you hang around for the last segment because you'll definitely want to hear that. But I don't necessarily agree with that assessment that we are ordinary people. But nevertheless, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Now, the second part to the series is called Salt Life, and that is based on Matthew 5:13, where we are called to be the salt of the earth. And we're going to talk about the practical uses of salt, what it has been used for and what it has been used for in the past, but how it relates to us right now in our calling from God. Another part to this series is entitled LED. Now, many of us know that as short for light-emitting diode. Now, I call it light-emitting disciple, and that's we're going to talk about what it is to be the light of the world as we've been called to be, and that is based out of Matthew 5:14, and what God has called us to be as light, and really look at the practical uses of light. Hey, listen, this message, it's not a whole lot of theology and all of this type of theoretical discussion. This is going to be practical, you know, really relevant issues based around, you know, our individual action and what God has called us to do. Now, the last part of this series, I've entitled it as Bricklayer. Now, when you read the book of Nehemiah, which is the quintessential book on leadership, when you look at how Nehemiah built the wall and how he led the people, and just absolutely, if you're a leader of any kind, you have to read the book of Nehemiah. But when we think about the individuals who rebuilt the walls and those families, he stationed those people along the wall with their families, so they were responsible for a certain section of the wall. In God's puzzle, if we will take responsibility for the area of the wall that we have been entrusted with, our spot, and if each of us will do that, when we look down the line, we will see that wall completed. It's entitled Bricklayer, and it's based out of the book of Nehemiah, that each of us are responsible for a certain section, and if we will focus on that section, all of us Christ followers will create that puzzle in the way that God wants it to be created. So again, this is going to be a great, great next 4 weeks. Hey, listen, I've got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we are going to talk Ordinary Says Who. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Show them how we blow the spot. Let's make it hot. The shotgun with the body rock. So the party stops. It's time to take it up a notch and keep it locked for oh, the headbangers in the parking lot. Here we come. If you're ready or not, no time to talk. Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Cersei here. I need your help. God has provided the vision and the passion for Servant Warrior Radio. And now I'm looking for partners and sponsors to join the mission and take Servant Warrior Radio to stations across the country. The time is now to make a difference. It's time to get in the fight. Email us at sponsor@servantwarriorradio.com. Keep it real and armor up. We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. Let's dive into this message. Ordinary says who? So I want to go ahead and preface this message to say that there is a very good chance, at least initially, that what you hear will be contrary to what you've heard growing up. The phrases that we've heard, and again, I am not here to say that any pastors that have said this, that God does extraordinary things through ordinary people. I'm not saying that a theologian or Bible scholar or anybody like that, I'm not saying that they are not correct or that they've told you something that's not true. I am simply providing you my perspective as I read God's Word, because when I read God's Word, I don't see where we His creation, His children are ordinary. I see that we are extraordinary. And I don't believe that God does extraordinary things through ordinary people. I think God does extraordinary things through extraordinary people. And we are going to talk about this, and we're going to get into it. So I wanted to preface this, what I'm talking about, because I didn't want you guys to tune me out or think that what they've said is wrong. That's nothing could be further from the truth. I am simply sharing what God placed on my heart as we talk about our piece to the puzzle. So I want to dive right into God's Word, and then we're going to jump into some perspective. And what I want you to do while I'm reading this, if you've got a copy of God's Word, go to Psalms 139, and we're going to read verses 14 through 16. If you don't have a copy or you're driving or whatever it is, that's okay, because what I would like for you to do is, while I'm reading this, I want you to think, okay, does that sound like I am ordinary or extraordinary? Now, what we need to make sure, we put this thing into context, okay? For we're not talking about Joe Schmo making a claymation figure. We're talking about God. We're talking about Almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present, creator of the heavens and the earth, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. I mean, that's who we're talking about here. So let's make sure that we put that into perspective of who we are talking to and who the psalmist was talking to, okay? Now, we're starting in verse 14. Chapter 139, the book of Psalms. It says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Now, that when David wrote that, he's talking to God, and he said, yo, God, you wove me together. You know what? And he just didn't weave David together. He wove us all together with his hands. A very dear friend of mine giving a sermon, putting this into perspective, when he talked about God, that we are God's masterpiece. And that he said, when God spoke the heavens and the earth, he spoke it into creation. But he literally wove us together with his hands. We are his masterpiece. Now, I'm not sure what part of that denotes ordinary. Because when we talk about the creator of the heavens and the earth wove us together, he saw us before we were ever born. All of the days of our lives were already ordained before one of them ever came to be. I'm talking about me and you and all of us, past, present, and future. That does not say anything like ordinary. That is more extraordinary. Now, I understand why we use the term ordinary when related to heroes and people in the Bible, that God does extraordinary things through ordinary people. And I believe that is so we will have some type of relation that we can identify at some level with those in the Bible and with those people that we know that God has done unbelievable things through. So we will have, I don't know, maybe some inkling that God can do extraordinary things through us. But let me tell you, you are no different than they are. You and I are no different from Moses, from Gideon, from Joshua, from the disciples. We are no different. You and I were created for a specific purpose, given specific talents, given specific characteristics, given a one-of-a-kind DNA. There will never, ever, ever be another you. There will never be another me. We are a one-of-a-kind creation. That is not ordinary. That's extraordinary. And so when we think about the heroes growing up in the Bible, we think about Gideon when the angel of the Lord called him mighty warrior, and he said, wait a minute. I'm not a mighty warrior. I'm the least of the least of the least tribe. What are you talking about? But the angel of the Lord saw him differently. God saw him differently. Now, the world standards, that's what we're talking about. No, the world standards talk about ordinary, and that God works through the ordinary based on the world standards. But God looks and he sees us all as his masterpiece, his creation. That is extraordinary. But what we also have to take into context and look at is that God does extraordinary things is the end result of extraordinary people exhibiting extraordinary things, extraordinary faith, extraordinary perseverance. I mean, when we have the ability to talk to somebody who God has worked through and a miracle is performed or has God done something that we would call extraordinary, it just doesn't happen. It just didn't pop up and all of a sudden one day it did something extraordinary. It's kind of like the same premise that we hear these, oh, this band or this actor or this athlete just popped on the scene. No, he didn't. Athletes don't just pop on the scene. A baseball player all of a sudden just doesn't pop on the scene. A baseball player spends hours and hours and hours and hours of practice. He takes thousands of fly balls, ground balls. He works and works, and the perseverance and going through the minor leagues. You don't just all of a sudden pop onto the scene. It takes a tremendous amount of faith, a tremendous amount of commitment, a tremendous amount of determination. Let's look at the biblical characters. Let's think about Moses, who said, God, I am not qualified. I am slow of speech. Who am I to go speak to Pharaoh? But he did it. Action was required on our part. Action was required on his part. And he went through with it. And God did an extraordinary thing through him. Joshua marched around the city of Jericho. For 7 days, he marched around it. And then on the last day, he marched around 7 times. The extraordinary thing didn't occur until they did extraordinary things. They exhibited extraordinary faith. Let's go back to the premise and the statement that God does extraordinary things through ordinary people. Says who? Who is saying that you and I are ordinary? God created all of us. He wove us all together. That makes you extraordinary. That makes me extraordinary. That makes the people coming after us extraordinary. That means the people that came before us are extraordinary. That doesn't mean that anyone is any less important or less extraordinary than the other. It's just a matter of how much are we willing to step forth and exhibit extraordinary traits as it relates to God and allow Him to work through us and do what He wants to do. We call it extraordinary. He calls it every day. We say God can do miracles. A miracle to us is an everyday thing. God's already saying, hey, listen, man, if you'll just trust me, if you'll trust me and do what I've asked you to do, I'll work through you. Now, you'll think it's extraordinary, but for me, it's just a part of putting my puzzle together. What part of this are you not going to understand? But see, what we do is we place some kind of action or outcome in this filter or hierarchical scale of wow, super awesome, down to, you know what, that was okay. I mean, I've seen that before. And so when we look at the extraordinary things God does in the lives of people, there is so much that had to happen before that extraordinary occurrence. That's what I don't want you to miss. And so when we hear the phrase or the saying that God does extraordinary things through ordinary people, why don't you look at it and say God does extraordinary things through extraordinary people? Because we all are created the same. We are all extraordinary in the eyes of God. We are His children. We are His heirs. We are the co-heirs to the throne. That does not denote ordinary. That denotes extraordinary. There comes a time in the show that I want to give people the opportunity to accept Christ. I know that there are some folks out there right now who are listening to this and say, Jeff, you know what? I don't have a relationship with Christ. And until today, I didn't see myself as extraordinary. I saw myself as really less than ordinary. Didn't quite measure up. Didn't feel like I was anything special. And certainly didn't feel like God could do anything extraordinary through me. But I want to give my life to Him, because after listening to His word and you sharing that, I believe that He can do extraordinary things through me, because I want to see myself as He sees me. And I want to give my life to Him. You know what? If that's you, we can take care of that right now. There are others out there who say, Jeff, you know what? I've had a relationship with Christ, but I've allowed myself just to kind of go and let the world kind of infiltrate and start to create separation between me and God. And I've started to see myself as more ordinary than extraordinary, and wondering how God can work through me. But you know what? I want to give my life back, because I believe that He has called me for a purpose, and I want to fulfill that calling that He's placed on me, and I want to take action and get back right with Him. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, thank You for loving me. Thank You for Your forgiveness. Thank You for seeing me as the extraordinary creation that I am. Father, thank You for loving me so much that You sent Your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for my sins. Father, I want to give my life to You. God, I pray that You would use me as You see fit. God, be the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you prayed those prayers, you have got to email me, Jeff, at servantwarriorradio.com. Hey, listen, next week we are going to talk about living a salt life, and you will not want to miss that. Listen, thanks for being with us this week. I hope the time that you spent today, you know, really encouraged you, and it gave you a jump start for your weekend. So I look forward to hanging out with you next week. Until then, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.